Yeah, our cutoff for Santa's Anonymous is tomorrow, but we need a big push today and through tomorrow. Our toy store, now being put together at the Salvation Army headquarters, needs help in a big way. Our latest numbers are in. We're short, considerably short. We still need about 700 toys for ages 9 to 12. This is the group that is always difficult to shop for. As you think about it, if you got your own kids, you know, they start to be less interested in a lot of the toys. And right now, I thought we'd get a few gift ideas for those ages. And maybe a little extra here from Tracy Beauchet, who is owner of Zippity Zoom Toys. They're the kind of toy store that differs from the big box stores a little. You won't necessarily find there the big names like Hasbro, Mattel. They bring in the cool stuff from independent toy makers, and they stay away from tech, and they like to stick to basic creative toys and trinkets. Super fun place to visit. So let's have a look now for Santa's Anonymous sake, where they've got a toy bin over there. Tracy, thank you for joining me. What's more important to your clientele these days, that they're shopping Canadian or they just want to shop local?
We don't hear it so much anymore. We did. There was a, you know, kind of a big thing going on. We thought we'd hear that a little bit more with all the stuff that was happening in the last, you know, 6 months. That's not the shift that people are asking for. There is, you're right, there's a lot more of just support local. And for us, we really appreciate that. There's probably somebody that comes in every day that says, you know what, this year I want to do my Christmas shopping all local. And I love that. Like, I think that's great. Why not, right?
Tracy Beauchet is my guest. Zippity Zoom Toys, South Albert Street. You're a proud supporter of Santa's Anonymous. I know you've got a toy bin there, and we're collecting till Thursday, and then that's it. We got to get our own toy store ready for families who are in need of our program. And I've got to ask you for some suggestions right off the bat. We find that 9 to 12, those are the kids hardest to shop for. 9-year-old girl to 12. What are you suggesting for girls?
Oh, for the girls, we have so many great craft kits, and they're really affordable. I think lots of people aren't sure what to get, but these craft kits come all, like, everything included in it. So you don't have to go find something extra to do. We will find you a kit that is all-encompassing. You can just buy that one item and put it in the box. You can go with crafts. You can go with games. There's lots of board games out there, or puzzles. There's so many. And it's just, it doesn't matter if it's Santa's Anonymous or anybody else. When you come in, we will help you find something for that age. But there is science kits for that. There are puzzles, board games, even the Legos. Like, there's so many great things for that age. But we will help you find one perfect gift.
What are young boys most interested in when they walk into your store?
Same thing. We've got the Lego is probably the one thing that we try to, you know, help them find if that's what they're looking for. If it's a pretty easy gift to pick up, but you could also do like a science kit. So if you're like, I just want to get something a little bit more challenging, science kit. There's so many great affordable science kits too.
Let's talk about stocking stuffers that are popular. What's kind of cool to stuff in a stocking?
All the Neato stuff. There's some great Rainbow Loom stuff too, which is, you know, building the little bracelets and stuff like that. We've got those kits. Prop flies, which are little fun, you know, $1.99 things, and you kind of like throw them up like a little helicopter, and they're amazing. There's lots of great little things, but yep, we are certainly a stocking stuffer hub here.
What is your favorite toy in the store?
Oh gosh, I love puppets. I think those are amazing. We do the Folk Madness line of puppets, and they're realistic ones. We could play with those forever.
What are the top three toys in the store right now that you've sold the most of?
Okay, well, it's going to be Labubu, which is number one, and I'm sure you've heard about
Explain to everyone what those are, because they're so hot.
Okay, well, let me actually tell you the great backstory about this. That Pop Mart, is the character itself is actually somebody's creation. It's their drawings. That's their artwork. And then Pop Mart takes these artists, and then they create figures, vinyl or plush, like the Labubu, and that's what it is. So it's actually somebody's artwork. In that sense, it's amazing. It's not meant for the, you know, 4 or 5 year olds. Like, it was meant as a collectible piece, but everybody is on this little trend. So it goes from $39.99 to $59.99. It's definitely in that, like, you could afford it range. That is what it is.
But, and they're hanging off purses and backpacks, right?
They are. Yep. That's all it is. It is. It's just a new trend of the, something that's going through. It's kind of like how we had fidgets, you know, the poppets years ago. And it's just another trend.
All right, I challenge you to the top three. There's one. Give me two more.
Okay. The other one is Lego. There is probably nobody that walks out of the store without a Lego of some sort. That's just an easy one for gifts for, you know, for kids, but equally for adults. All the flowers, we sell a ton of those Lego flowers. A great gift for kind of that teenage year too, which is really nice, because those are hard gifts to find for people. One more, I'm going to go with puzzles, because we get a lot of customers in now that are not just kids, that are looking for parents. So that is another great one that we sell a ton of stuff like that for adults.
Tracy, I appreciate you being in partnership with Santa's Anonymous again, and the toy bin is there only till Thursday. I hope it's brimming with toys, because we need it. We have more kids than ever. More than 3,500 toys are necessary this year. We're getting closer, but we're not there yet, so we need support. And thank you for yours.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be here and have the box ready for you.
Awesome. Tracy Beauchesne, Zippity Zoom Toys, South Albert. That don't impress me much. Coming up to 7 o'clock here, Greg Morgan now, joined by Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. And this morning we've been talking about the urgency of Santa's Anonymous here. Tomorrow is the last day to drop off a new unwrapped toy. We're behind in considerable areas here, one of which is board games. We need at least 600. If 600 people out there toss a board game of some sort into one of our toy bins today, tomorrow, that helps fill a void. Shy in other areas, I'll go throughout this morning here too, but
yeah, we were in a toy store actually, just had a couple days off doing a little bit of Christmas shopping. And as we were waiting behind somebody, there were two guys in front of us. They had a full cart of toys. And so we were waiting for a while because it wasn't so busy at that moment in time. And they went through the whole cart. And then as we're finally paying, I just kind of glanced outside. And then I see the two gentlemen walking back to their vehicle with no toys. Where did the toys go? And then I realized there was a Santa's Anonymous bin there. They possibly could have donated that entire cart of toys.
Well, a lot of offices do that. They collect money around the office. I've been at toy stores where a couple of members of whatever office are out there shopping, just as you described there, for Santa's Anonymous. So it's something that we encourage everyone to do. You got to get her done before tomorrow at the end of shopping day Thursday, though. And we appreciate any unwrapped toys that you drop off in those bins. Kevin, this morning, things keep improving on the highways.
Yeah, they do.
Our drive was okay.
Yeah, it was. Main roads were, for the most part, okay. Now, we are hearing, especially in Harbor Atlantic, some of the side streets. So right when you leave the driveway at home, might be a little slick before you get onto some of these main roads.
But shoveling last night was just kind of, you know, there wasn't much snow. It was just that crusty, icy snow, though, from the freezing rain.
That sound of scraping. Yeah. I felt like I was, you know, annoying everybody on my block. Oh, hey, it was so loud.
I can attest to that. I go to bed about 9, and if my neighbor's out there scraping, I know the sound you're talking about, Kevin. But yeah, highways are improving, and it's winter driving, and nowhere near as windy right now as it was yesterday, but it is going to get cold. These puppies that were dropped off at the Humane Society have a lot of people talking.
They do. And I mean, we're talking about 11 puppies. Thankfully, for the most part, they seem like they're okay. We have video actually that you can see of these little guys at CJME.com right now. Very, as you can imagine, very cute. But for being dropped in the cold, I think it was minus 11. Certainly we've had colder, but I mean, when you're a little animal like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. More on that story coming up, in details at CJME.com. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. We check in with the Regina Airport. James Boga, CEO, after the 7 o'clock news, has a few tips to ensure you get through security at the airport this holiday season with no problem at all.
That's the island greeting that we send.
Kind of, not only reminds me of Christmas Vacation, that song, when I hear from Big, but also just thinking about how nice it is to hit up a hot, sunny destination in the wintertime when the polar vortex comes calling. Some of you perhaps have trips planned. Well, let's check in with the Regina Airport CEO, James Bogus, see how things are going. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and the listeners.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. First and foremost, I hear you're having a good run over at YQR.
Yeah, Greg, I can't lie. Christmas came early for us. We just got our data for November, and we had an outstanding month at the airport. Greg, here it is. The fifth month in 2025 that we beat 2019 levels, we grew 4.6% year over year. And get this, trans-border traffic now, year to date, so this is flights to or from the U.S. from YQR, up 47%. Outstanding.
You know what that tells me, James? You're going to hold your CEO title there for a little longer. Things are looking good.
Well, you know, Greg, it's going to be 8 years coming up. I'm hoping to stick around a lot longer than that.
You've been doing well. Hey, what's the uptick in travel? Do the numbers break down destinations? Like, is it, you know, domestic travel compared to U.S. travel? We keep hearing how, you know, not as many are going. What's your thought on it?
Well, the breakdown is we have transborder, international, and domestic. And international would be your, you know, Mexico flights, that sort of thing. But when you look at transborder traffic specifically, it's about 76,000 of the roughly million people who have used our facility. That gives you an idea of the percentage of that type of traffic. And that's going to break down between Denver, Las Vegas. It's also going to be connections into Dallas-Fort Worth. But these are the ones that first get to a U.S. area. But right now, Greg, all the sun destinations are heating up. And as I mentioned, Mexico has been really hot. And I think that's been helping as well.
I'm surprised how many people have gone early. The deals must have been good. So many friends that have gone over the last few weeks. The hot beach destinations, the most popular coming up in January, February. What do you think they are, YQR?
Undoubtedly, Cancun and Puerto Vallarta. And that's why you're seeing WestJet put on so much capacity for those two particular routes. We've got 26 nonstop departures to Cancun in January, just as an example. So almost every day of the week, you can get a Cancun.
James, I haven't heard any horror stories like we have in the past where people have been left stranded in Mexico for whatever reason. I can't remember all the reasons in the past, plane problems, lack of pilots, whatever, and people have had to stay longer. Am I wrong? Have we not heard any of those crazy stories this year? Everything's going well?
Well, you did mention polar vortex in the package, Greg. I don't know if you're trying to jinx the travelers here. So far, things have been pretty good. Locally, we've got an incredible crew for snow and ice removal. But, you know, the winter is young, and I know you're going to have me on, and we'll have to keep up to date on how things are going. But so far, knock on wood, things have been pretty good.
Okay, don't try to blame me, man. James Boga, CEO of the Regina Airport, Christmas time. It probably gets old for you to have to continually remind people about what to come through security with when it comes to gifts. But here we go again. Give us a quick pitch.
Two hours before your flight arrive to the airport, please. It gets real busy in security. And just a friendly reminder for those who haven't traveled in a while, check out our website, yqr.ca. Right on the front page, we have a what can you pack kind of search engine. Check that out. It'll tell you if you can put things in your carry-on or check bag. Please don't be the person to hold up the security line because you have a packet full of things that you can't bring.
So wrapping is of course, a dumb idea. Not a dumb idea. Just don't do it.
Well, if you wrap a gift, put it in your checked bag because if you put it in your carry-on, they might have to unwrap it to check it out. And that's really frustrating.
I swear, a few years ago, I think it was New Year's Eve, I was flying out of YQR. The guy in front of me unloaded everything out of his backpack, including a beautifully smelling brisket all wrapped in an aluminum foil. I had no idea that was something you could pass through security. Is that still true?
It is, but not a bottle of water over 100 mil. So it's amazing what the different things can be, and that's why just checking them out in advance online. You can even actually call the CATSA people, the people who do the screening. They got a toll-free number. But yes, a brisket, you can. Food is permitted, but not, again, a bottle of water or beer to wash that down.
Okay. James, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks for the heads up on what's going on, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Merry Christmas to you and the listeners, Greg. Have a great day.
Well, let's say hello to Evan Bray and get a bit of a preview of what's to come. Good morning, sir.
How's it going today?
It's going all right. These wind chills here this morning are a little stiff.
And slippery. I actually got my winter tires installed on my truck yesterday. Better late than
never.
You're
the one that
waited. I know. I waited too long. But anyway, I got them on yesterday. But I even noticed this morning on the drive to work, still pretty slick out there.
Well, you got a little hot foot. Sometimes you drive a little fast.
I was excited to see you.
Hey, this story about the puppies being left in front of the Humane Society a couple mornings ago. It was minus 11. I think it was about 5 in the morning. A worker came in around 7 and found them. There was 11 of them in this box or, you know,
the plastic. It was like a Rubbermaid,
Rubbermaid. And they had poked some holes in it. Bill Thorne suggested they probably did well because they were all snuggled together. But this is a scenario that you as a police officer back in the day must have dealt with quite a few times.
We did. Yeah, we did. We would get those calls and we worked in conjunction with the Humane Society. I don't know if you remember this, but the very first dog I ever had when I was working the first time at CJME Radio, Sully was a dog that we got a phone call to the radio station. Yeah. A guy had gone out to start his car in the morning and found Sully as a puppy in a garbage bag in the dumpster. And it was the middle of winter. It was freezing cold. You could hear the whining. We said, well, you better take him into the Humane Society. And then promptly after the show, We went down there. They had to give it some shots. Yeah. They kept it for a week or so, but we ended up adopting Sully.
That's a great story. And similar stories being shared on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page where this post is. A lot of people have done exactly what you've done because it happens over and over and over. Some people on my Facebook page, it's curious, you know, going after whoever did this, that's just awful. A lot of people want to give them a little grace, say, well, at least they took them to the Humane Society.
Yeah, but still,
at the same
why
time,
leave them outside?
Why not wait till it opens?
Yeah, exactly. Take them, take it to the front lobby at 7:30 or whatever time they open. That's my thing.
How serious of a crime is that?
Well, it is. I mean, it's actually enforced. The Humane Society does a lot of the enforcement of it. There is a provincial statute that they can be charged with. Police will get involved if it's a bigger problem in terms of, like, we've gone into homes where it's been a criminal code charge that could come with it. But often it's just the police working in conjunction with their local animal authority.
All right. Let's turn to your show today. What do you got?
Well, we've got right off the start, Tara Clement will join me. She's the provincial auditor. Of course, she came out with their report yesterday, and it outlines a few things. This is the mid-year report, so we know that's what the provincial auditor's job is, to make sure that the spending is on par, the data collection supports the spending. And she's got a couple of things, including, it's interesting, a criticism, essentially, of the Global Transportation Hub. They could have worked better with the city and maybe prevented the city from having to spend $7 million to entice the new Costco in the city limits. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Given the budgetary means we're going through. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And one more?
I've got a couple of post-secondary educators on talking about how artificial intelligence is changing post-secondary. I mean, you and I used to think we were cheating if we got Cole's notes for a project.
Had ChatGPT been around when I was a kid, I'd have sailed.
It would be a different ballgame. But it'll be an interesting chat at 10 this morning.
All right. Evan Bray back at 8:30.